Hello everyone, this is Chuck Fry from the Mind Mapping Software blog. Welcome to the May 2011 Mind Mapping Coaching Call. Thanks to those of you who submitted questions. We have a lot of excellent ones this month once again. Let's get started. Helen says, please explain how to use the iPhone to continue my mind mapping task. For instance, if I did my mind mapping on my PC computer the night before at home, I'd like to continue editing it on the way to work when I don't have my PC with me. How do I do that? Also, please be able to continue the task as soon as I enter my office using my office PC. I prefer XMind. Helen, if you're looking for a way to move your mind map seamlessly back and forth between the desktop and your mobile device, you only have two options at this point in time, MindMeister and MindJet. MindMeister enables you to open and work with maps created on your web-based map repository from MindMeister Online and to move seamlessly between your mobile device and your online MindMeister account. MindMeister has apps both for the iPhone and the iPad, and I find they work very well. It's all very seamless when you're working on your mobile device. Also, MindJet just announced apps for the iPhone and iPad that will integrate with the desktop software and enable two-way movement of your maps with no loss of fidelity at all. However, these new apps won't be available until later in the month of June. As of right now, there are no apps that sync with XMind, to my knowledge, at least not directly. There might be something with OPML where you can get it to work, but it's not going to be a real clean transfer. Pascal asks, I have been using Mind Manager and iMind Map, but tend to use paper and pens during meetings and mind map the discussions. I would like to move towards a tablet and use a stylus and mind map directly onto a tablet. Do you know of any such platform? Could some software recognize the handwriting and populate an electronic mind map? Pascal, you can certainly use a stylus rather than your fingertip as an input device on the iPad and other tablets, but none of the mind mapping apps are designed to convert handwriting to text. You're still using the virtual keyboard or an external one as the only way to input text into your maps, at least as these apps stand right now. Maybe the day of handwriting recognition is coming someday soon, but it isn't here yet for tablets. I have to qualify that, though, for the tablet PC version of Windows, which came out a few years ago. It is possible today, and Mind Manager can convert inked writing into text. It's natively supported in all of the Mind Manager software. However, that platform, as you know, hasn't turned out to be terribly popular, and I'm not even sure what kind of hardware you can get for it these days. I would suggest giving your mind mapping apps another try as a note-taking device. I use it and I find it works very well for that because your finger is such a quick, intuitive input device. Also, remember to stay focused exclusively on information capture during your meetings. In other words, don't worry about the appearance or structure of your topics initially. You can always organize and annotate them later. Another suggestion is just to try to capture the key concepts, those words that will help you to recall the details later. Please drop me a note and let me know how that works for you. Andy asks, I would like to develop my organizational, time management, and efficiency skills as a personal development goal. I think that mind mapping could be an important tool in achieving and maintaining this goal. I'm having trouble with how to implement this system into my typical daily workflow, however. I know it might sound basic, but I'd like to know how an experienced mind mapper starts his day with the software. I see fragmented individual uses of different features of mind mapping on the internet, but how do they flow together in a project or typical day? What do I do at my desk when I first sit down, and how do I finish my day with mind mapping software? Perhaps this is a bit simplistic, but the way I do it is to keep a mind map open with all of my tasks and their associated resources available to me. First thing in the morning, I scan it to make sure it accurately represents the short and long-term projects that are on my plate, as well as all of those little tasks that your boss and others tend to toss your way. I then spend about 5 minutes prioritizing them. It's really important that you clearly distinguish between those tasks that you must do and those that are somewhat important but not urgent, the kind of things you can get done in those 5 to 10 minute downtimes that punctuate our workdays. I then use this up-to-date mind map to manage my day. If I have time, I'll do another scan of my task map at the end of my workday, removing those items that have been completed and adding any new items. Depending upon the software program you're using, you may be able to set alarms to remind you when to do certain tasks. That enables you to put them out of your mind until a specified date and time. Also, be sure to use your program's icons to prioritize your tasks so you focus on the most important ones first. Using your mind mapping software to manage your daily tasks or an action or action items is a great way to begin integrating it into your daily workflow. One of the problems of looking at what other people are doing with mind mapping software on the internet, however, is that these mind map galleries don't really show you all that this type of software can do, as I pointed out in a recent video on the blog. I urge you to take a look at that to ensure you have a complete and accurate picture of what your software is capable of. One reason that your day might feel a bit fragmented is because you're having to move back and forth between your mind mapping software and other tools to help you to find files, manage tasks, and so forth. And one antidote to that is to create a dashboard map. This centralizes most of what you need in a typical business day within a single mind map. You can build one to handle the things that you want to focus on. For example, if there's several websites you view each morning to keep up with industry news and trends, you could create a branch in your dashboard map that contains links to each of those sites. The same thing goes for files. If there are Word documents or Excel spreadsheets you refer to on a regular basis, you can create shortcuts to them on your dashboard map. You can even create links to the executable files that launch your most frequently used software programs. For more details on what a dashboard map is and how to create one, please go to the Special Reports page within the Mind Mapping Insider area and look for a report that's called Everything You Ever Wanted to Know About Dashboard Maps But Were Afraid to Ask. I really think you'll get a lot out of this report and it should help you with your goal. Thanks for this great question, Andy. JC asks, I have an iPad 2 with My Mind Grande. On my desktop, I'm using Mind Manager 9. Exported files out of Mind Manager can be imported into My Mind Grande. Now, the import from My Mind Grande and Mind Manager is not possible. Do you have an answer on this question? The working of My Mind Grande is so excellent and easy that I prefer it, but in Mind Manager there are so many more possibilities. JC, I think I understand your challenge clearly. I have a feeling that in a few weeks your life's about to get much better. That's because MindJet announced earlier this week that it will be launching new mind mapping apps for the iPhone and iPad. How does that relate to your use of My Mind Grande? MindJet has purchased the rights to this software, and its developer has been hired by MindJet, and he's going to lead a new team who will be developing mobile mind mapping apps. One of the big things that MindJet's been touting with this new product launch is that you can move your mind maps back and forth between the desktop and your iPad with no loss of fidelity. In other words, let's say you've created a mind map using the desktop version of Mind Manager and you want to continue to develop it on your iPad. When you move it over, any functionality from Mind Manager desktop that's not supported in the iPad app is simply dormant. It's not thrown away in the process of moving it from one platform to another. You won't lose anything. I've been told by my contacts at MindJet that the availability of these new MindJet apps for iPhone and iPad are dependent on how long it takes Apple to review and approve them to appear in the App Store. Right now, they're looking at mid-June availability. David asks, do you know anything about Tinderbox? It's a combination of many things, and it's said there's a steep learning curve. A little like Curio, I guess, but more. I must admit that when I try to use Tinderbox, it's a bit overwhelming. So I'm wondering if you know much about it. Right now, I'm trying to limit myself to Novamind and DevonThink for most things, and then funnel it all into Scrivener. I don't own a Mac, David, but I'm definitely familiar with Tinderbox. I've followed the development of this software for many years. It's a very interesting program with mind mapping features, but so much more. It's attracted a very devoted following of writers, business users, and others who need a fast, intuitive way to record ideas and then link them visually. Yes, I've heard that it has somewhat of a learning curve, but that's to use some of its more advanced features, such as agents, which I believe behave something like macros and other programs. I think to get going using the basic features and functionality should be fairly easy. One of its advantages is that Tinderbox is very adept at creating and managing small chunks of notes and then giving you a number of different ways to view them. And this is valuable because you can see connections and subtleties that you might not have been able to see before. If you're developing ideas in Novamind and DevonThink and then funneling them into Scrivener, which is a word processing program, it sounds like you do a lot of writing. Novamind is a very good mind mapping program, and you might look at some ways to use that to a greater extent to enable your writing. I'm not all that familiar with DevonThink. I know about it, but I haven't really played with it. David, it would be really helpful if I knew more about what you're using these tools for and where the shortcomings are in the workflow that you envision and what you hope to fix by moving to Tinderbox. Please drop me an email and let's discuss it. Bui asks, I'm a dentist from Vietnam. I started to use mind mapping a few weeks ago, but the problem is I'm hovering between Mind Manager and iMindMap. Which is better? I don't care about the price. Could you give me your advice? Bui, it really depends on what you're trying to do with it. Both Mind Manager and iMindMap are excellent programs. Mind Manager's strengths are its integration with Microsoft Office and its sophisticated project management capabilities. The new version also has an improved presentation view. It's clearly focused upon the needs of business. iMindMap has been steadily adding new features that have strengthened its appeal as a business tool also. It tends to produce maps that are more colorful and organic in appearance. If that aspect is important to you, then iMindMap may have a slight edge as far as its degree of fit with your needs. You say that you're a dentist. I'm curious to know more about what you plan to use mind mapping software for in your business. Please send me an email. I'd love to talk to you more about your needs. Brian says, I'm used to doing mind maps in a very unstructured way. I often do them by hand on tabloid-sized paper and then scan them into the computer. Or I use Axon Idea Processor, which is a wonderful software tool for the PC, and it's completely flexible. On my iPad, I use MyMind, which is a very clever app, but it only has one way to use it, and you cannot even link two boxes together other than in the formatted way, and it does not print well. Any suggestions? Brian, it sounds like you like the freedom of just getting your ideas down on paper or on screen and don't like some of the restrictions that some of the programs force you to work within, as far as where you can place map topics, for example. If you're working with ideas and just want to get them down quickly and organize them later, I have two suggestions for you, Concept Draw Mind Map and the new version of Mind Genius version 4.0. Both programs have brainstorming modes where you use a text form to quickly input your ideas using only the keyboard, and it places them in the workspace unconnected to one another. You then have the freedom to group and arrange them later after you exit the brainstorming mode. There's also an iPad app that does something like this. It's called Idea Mapper. I just reviewed it on the blog. In this app, you first place your ideas in the workspace and then connect them together later. I think all of those may be worth a look for you. Final question for this month's coaching call. Will asks, I would like to get my kids hooked on mind mapping. Specifically, they're just starting high school, and I would like them to use mind mapping tools to generate school papers. Since they're students, I'd like to use software that's inexpensive. For example, free is a good price. Any suggestions? Will, most good mind mapping software programs can export to Microsoft Word, so that's not really a differentiating factor. You mentioned that cost is an issue. So I checked on my favorite free software, XMind, to see if it supports this functionality. Unfortunately, it doesn't, but the pro version does, and that only costs $49 US. Still a bargain in my book. I even opened up my copy of XMind and tried the export to Word 2007 using one of my bigger existing XMind maps. The export process worked fine. Topics and subtopics were converted to different styles of headings, and topic notes became normal paragraph text, just as I would have expected. This sounds like it should do a good job of meeting your needs. Again, that's XMind Pro. That's it for the main mind mapping coaching call. Thanks again for sending me such wonderful questions. Remember, you can submit them to me at any time at chuck@innovationtools.com, via the feedback form on the blog, or via my Twitter account, which is simply Chuck Frey, no spaces, and that's spelled C-H-U-C-K-F-R-E-Y. I look forward to talking to you next month. Once again, this has been Chuck Frey from the Mind Mapping Software blog, signing off. See you on the blog.